Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we're talking high school volleyball on the first official day of volleyball practice across the state. Our first guest on the line is the head coach of the Webster City Lynx. Jess Howard joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, of course.
So as we take a look, your squad has a really solid nucleus coming back from a very successful season a year ago. You bring back some big hitters such as Jalen Barnifus, Tristan Wright, Evie Davis, Avery Poppin. Those are just to name. Obviously, I know Libby Prusman's back, but she's recovering from an injury during the second half of the school year a year ago. But just looking at this nucleus coming back and the work they've been able to put in the offseason, just what have you seen from this group and what they could, what the ability that they could have to lead this program here in 2026.
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to bring back the nucleus of girls that have experience on the court, understand the tempo of the game. They're not learning that side of it and just, you know, really working on the team chemistry side of it and having faith in the kids playing next to you and knowing what they can do and what you can do. And so that's the big thing that we're really trying to iron out this year is getting it so that we trust each other on the court and we've got that communication factor that we're constantly building on. And, you know, having those heavy hitters that are coming back from last year that have a lot of experience is awesome. And, you know, we're going to be replacing a lot from our back row players from last year, but we've got a group of girls that are coming in that are eager to learn and are just really getting after it here from the summer off-season work that we've done.
Yeah, and starting with that front line, your front line has a really nice mix of size and athleticism. You talk about size, obviously, Evie Davis, one of the state's leading attack blockers a year ago. She had over 100 combined last season, but you've also got Avery Poppin, somebody who's been in the program for a long time. She knows how things operate up front. You know, Tristan Wright, she plays that rotating spot between right side attacker and setter, so she is a threat really on either side to really to make a difference, whether it's the front row, back row as well. But just looking at that front row in particular, just what are you looking for maybe from these preseason practices from your front row?
Yeah, no, we do. We definitely have a lot of height with Evie, and we've got Jalen Barnifus that's also pretty tall for us, and Tristan. They're all real strong attackers for us. Avery is a very versatile hitter for us. She's quick at the net for us. She runs a lot of different sets to keep defenses on their toes, does a great job defensively for us, reading setters and hitters and knowing where to be at for the block. We've got some younger girls like Briley Van Deer that's coming up that's been doing a lot of work in the off season. It's got a really strong hit for us. Caitlin Winkler had a lot of experience for us last year. We've got a few other seniors, Carly Justin, Amanda Lahr, Hayden McCoy, you know, that are working hard to push each other to get better and to, you know, try and make that varsity lineup. And so when you've got competition within the girls of pushing each other, you know, everybody gets a little bit better every single day. There's not that plateau of performance at all. And so just have a good group of girls that are constantly working to push each other to get better. And it's been a lot of fun to watch them grow over the off season and get things started tonight with our first official practice. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the back row about having to replace a lot of senior leaders in that back row, but that has almost felt like the status quo for the program as of late. You know, you get you replace a back row, and all of a sudden you've got a crop of girls who have, you know, maybe not seen the varsity floor for a good chunk of their high school career, but then as a junior or a senior they step in, they've been able to fill in that role really well. And just looking at this back row group here coming into 2026, are you seeing similar things with that, or is there maybe a little bit of a younger group?
Yeah, we've got a young group of girls that's coming up to play, but they've got a lot of experience. They've played club ball in their past, so that they've got that experience there. They've been playing through the Webster City program also, so they've had a lot of experience there. Just not necessarily varsity court experience, but that doesn't mean they're not ready for that challenge and just stepping into the shoes. They've watched a lot of great defensive players play ahead of them, and they know what is expected. And they've been working really hard here. We went to team camp a week ago, and from the first game of team camp to the last game of team camp, I think that was probably the area we grew the most in, was our defensive play. And so just really excited for them to be sponges out on the court and get better every day that we have.
And obviously today being the first day of practice, 2 weeks from today, you guys have your first competitions with that early bird down at Roland Story on the 24th. You've got your conference opener on the 27th with Hampton-Dumont-Cal, a tournament that Saturday at St. Edmund, and then a big early season test with Humboldt on September 3rd. But between then and when we get matches underway here in a couple of weeks, what is maybe the area that you and the staff are looking at to maybe see the most growth and have ready to go by the time you had those first sets of matches on August 24th?
You know, I think with any team, you definitely, that first thing that you're trying to build is that chemistry. And our girls are doing a great job of it and learning each other. And the chemistry side is not just getting along, it's trusting the person next to you. So just doing a lot of drills that allow us to understand the abilities of the person playing next to you and knowing what can be covered by them, what can't be, who's got to get this ball. And that communication piece, definitely successful teams are the loudest on the court. And so just working on that communication piece, knowing what to say, when to say it, how to say it, so that we're continuing to build and, you know, be the eyes for the next person that's going to take the ball. And so just that, those two pieces, you know, defensively, we're going to keep working on getting that ball where we need to be able to run a strong, fast offense. And, you know, when we do get that ball, we want to make sure that we are taking advantage of it so that our hitters are really getting after it and making sure that their footwork's in play so that they can run multiple sets instead of just be a one-trick pony. So just continuing to work on all those pieces of the game so that we can come out as strong as possible and, you know, take that first competition and learn from it so that we're ready for that first conference competition that we have.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the first set of practices here to open up the season.
Thanks.
Yep, that was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.